That's a brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's caught it, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting show.
What
you
show?
Are listening to?
Oh,
the V
A
R
show.
With your host who does the most, even when he's making toast.
Woo.
The one, the only DJ Stones, and with me over here is.
The man on fleek.
Uh-huh.
The man on sleek.
Uh-huh.
DJ Sticks.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we
before we have a, I don't know, I'm rushing to this topic, man.
Yeah, wait.
Rushing to this topic. I'm sorry.
We have a fire show.
Yeah.
Just like this next song that's about to play.
Enjoy. Enjoy. Heaven is shining down a mist of gold. Cover me with your light, take me home. Forever keep shining down a mist of gold. A nice jam.
It was
a nice jam. Now let's jump straight into it.
Straight into what you came for.
So this, I feel like people are gonna think that the show is biased. Like, you know, about the amount of time speak about United.
Mm.
But I promise you, City was as bad. We'd speak about City.
No, we would. We would.
You know, because I feel like this is the worst United performance we've had in some time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're currently sitting with a couple of games left, and we had about five games left or less. How many games in a season? 38, right?
38, yeah.
Yeah, and currently we had 54 points.
Hmm.
You know, last year we ended the season with 74 points, sitting at second. The year before that, this is the 2019-2020 season, we're at 66 points and at third place.
Okay.
following season before that, this is the 2018-2019 season, we were at 66 points at 6th place.
Whoa.
I think the last proper season we had, I can't even find one, you know, going 2015-2016, 5th place, 2016-2017, 6th place.
Hmm.
2018-2019, 2nd place.
That's your...
This is our all-time best. And this was, I think, when Mourinho came in.
Mourinho. Yeah. Jose.
81 points.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. That was the highest points we've had in the last couple of years. The last 5 years, 6 years.
So
sad.
A special one.
It's special indeed. Special indeed. So, United had a couple of games this past week.
They did.
With them playing against... As I find the
fixtures.
So they had a couple of interesting games this past week where they played Norwich City, Liverpool, and Arsenal. Beating Norwich City 3-2 with a Cristiano Ronaldo hat-trick.
Mm-hmm.
Playing against Liverpool, losing 4-0. And then playing against Arsenal, losing 4-1. Before we go into that, I don't know if we did this the last show, but our thoughts and prayers go with the... Cristiano Ronaldo's family, the Ronaldos, after them losing their the son in the set of twins. So they were getting twins, and then the baby boy passed away, hence why he wasn't available for the Liverpool game.
Yeah, for the Liverpool clash.
Yes.
Our condolences.
So now, before we go into the main topic, let's look at the current Man United squad. You know? Yeah,
the current state.
The current state. And I don't see, because, you know, there is a chance of us getting into top four still, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A slight one.
Slight. Very slight.
Because with how the league is going, even Chelsea could drop out out of that position.
The top four race.
Their top four race.
That's insane.
But the issue we have right now is that this current United squad is defeated.
Yeah.
Going into that match against Arsenal, when I looked at the players and how they were, I'm like, we've lost this game.
Yeah.
Yep. You look at the Chelsea, you look at the Arsenal players, they're coming in, they're like, we have something we're working for.
Don't.
You look at the Arsenal players, they're coming in there with fight in them, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You look at the Man United players, they're coming in there and they look defeated already.
Hmm.
And they look like they're not even in this match. They look like they're done.
Yeah.
They are, for them, I think the season probably finished 3 months ago.
Flip.
You know, because it's been a constant theme with them, you know? I don't think it's to do with... I think the form is a result of the mentality.
Yeah.
And it's a defeated mentality. And it's not the coach's fault.
No.
You know? And I was listening to someone, Mark Goldbridge, and he was speaking about the fact that the problem with the team is that there's too many entitled players.
Way too many.
And I wanted to say, well, okay, as I said, I want to get your opinion on that.
No, I agree with... Mark Goldbridge. It's been happening though, where you have players who aren't, they're not like, they don't have that fighting spirit that you would see in players like Bruno, players like like Ronaldo, you know, holding the badge, you know, like pride. And then also one of the problems that I've been seeing is the fact that they've been entitled to play.
Yeah.
So basically when they don't play, it's like what? And then they don't, so even the form, maybe a player's form is like down and stuff, he still plays, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been an issue. Yeah, and it still is.
You know, speaking about Bruno, I saw a tweet this past week saying Bruno Fernandes is not even the best Bruno in the league. That goes to, what is his name?
The Newcastle
Bruno, I can't say this guy's name.
Guimarães or something.
Guimarães, yes, from Newcastle. He's been on flipping form.
No, he's been on form.
I think he's been, because they played Norwich City this past weekend, right? And then he got a goal, mm-hmm. right? And then as I lose their fixture, let me quickly find their fixture again. So then...
That was the latest one as well.
That was the latest fixture they had. And if I go back to their game against, where was their last win?
It was recent, man. Wasn't it Leicester?
Wolves.
Oh.
So Wolves was a Chris Wood penalty.
Wasn't it Palace?
I think it was Palace.
Yeah, I think it was Palace.
Where's the Palace game? I can't find the Palace game. I'm going the wrong way.
I think it was Crystal Palace.
Yes, it was Crystal Palace where Miguel Almiron
yeah,
scored. And sorry, I'm taking a quick break here, right? I just wanted to focus on Newcastle quick. Newcastle is not getting the praise they deserve.
No, they're not.
They're actually not getting the praise they deserve.
I was shocked.
Literally, if you go beginning of the season, right?
They were on their way.
They was fighting for relegation.
Yeah, they were on their way down there.
They are on there. Like, literally, they were. I thought they were going to get relegated. I remember one show, I was like, I hope they don't get relegated because I'd like to see what they can do next season.
Yeah.
You know?
It was actually a possibility.
Yeah, it was a very big possibility. Mm-hmm. And now they're sitting comfortably at ninth.
What? Ninth. No way.
They're above 40 points, meaning that it's impossible for them to get relegated at this point.
But how?
Eddie's how. And like, they've been amazing.
Wow.
So far. Like, wow. I'm trying to even remember when Eddie Howe took over. As I try to find when Eddie Howe took over, who was their manager at this game? This is their Aston Villa game, and this was Steve Bruce.
Still.
So I see Steve Bruce against August 2021. Was still Steve Bruce.
I think he left around October, November, somewhere there.
And like, just overalls, they've been just very good.
And this is like without a. I know they signed a couple of players, but then they didn't sign as much as we expected.
Like in their Leicester win. That was the game I was looking for, the Leicester match, where Bruno scored 2 goals.
Yeah.
And not Fernandes. The other Bruno-ish.
Yeah.
But I look at their starting lineup, you know, they brought in Chris Woods, they brought in Bruno,
mm-hmm.
they brought in Target.
Yeah.
Matt Target from, I think, Aston Villa, if I'm not mistaken.
They've been playing good.
And they've been playing very, they've been playing very well.
Ah, oh, that's impressive. Ninth. Hey, they might go.
And they also brought in Joe Willock.
Oh, Joe Willock is from Arsenal. Yeah. Ah, that's cool.
So it's quite interesting to see. I'm just giving them the props that they deserve. While we were speaking about the old United thing, I was like, flip, I remember in the week looking at, in the past week, looking at Newcastle, and I was like, flip.
Yeah.
I need to give them props on the show. They've been flipping well.
So the VR show hereby gives you
props.
Here you Newcastle. Go.
Yeah. Enjoy your props, man. Enjoy your props. I wonder how they did it. An Eddie Howe masterclass. Eddie Howe masterclass.
And now.
And going back. To United. And I guess the problem is that their team is just defeated.
Mentally.
You know?
Oh, man.
And with this type of mentality, if it wasn't for set bit of players, this is relegation. This is a relegation team.
It is.
Like, this is a team that if it wasn't Man United and got relegated, if this was Burnley and they had the type of mentality, they're gone.
Because, yeah, even if they were down there, they wouldn't be able to now fight.
Yeah, because if you look at teams that are at the bottom, right? Mm-hmm. So if you look at your Watford, Burnley, you know, and even Norwich City, who kind of is in a position where they might get... There's a very high chance they're going to be relegated. It's not official yet.
Yeah, but it looks inevitable.
Because they can still get... Well, how many... They're at 33. How many games left?
Five
games left, right? So if I open up my calculator right here,
mm-hmm.
and there's 3 points in 5 games, that's a total of 15 points. They're currently sitting at 21 points. So it's 21 plus 15. The max amount of points
36, yeah.
is 36, as I timed instead of plus by mistake. So that they can go to 36 points, right?
Yeah.
Which can allow them to, if Everton go into their last 6 games, 7 games, and then they lose, they get relegated. You know, Burnley gets relegated or Watford. In fact, they can even go above Leeds. So how much was it? 30? How many points?
15 points.
No, 30. So it was 15.
36, yeah.
36 points. Literally every... So 16, from 16th on the log downwards, can Norwich City can overtake.
If...
So there's still 2 places outside of the relegation zone.
That haven't been confirmed yet.
That they can take.
Whoa, that's... Oh, wow.
So they are bottom of the log.
Wow.
But obviously there's a lot that needs to happen. Leeds and Everton need to lose their last sets of games consistently, not even draw.
So basically no one is safe.
Yes, no one is safe. Everton is actually in the worst position, because even if they win like one or two of those games, they can still, Norwich can still overtake them, and they can be safe.
And we took a look at Everton's upcoming games.
It's not looking good.
Yeah.
But obviously that means also they would also need Burnley and Watford not to do well as well.
Whew.
But like I'm saying, so you look at Burnley, who's now 18th on the log, right? They have six games left, right? So if I say six times three, right?
Yeah.
That's a possibility of 18 points.
18
right?
points.
And they're currently sitting with 28 points. So if I plus that by 28, that gives me 46 points.
46 points. Wow.
They can go all the way up to, if these teams go into bad form, they can go all the way up to like ninth.
What? What is happening in the bottom half?
But I'm saying if all these teams obviously above them perform bad, which is very unlikely. But I'm saying at the end of the thing, they can also be saved from relegation. In fact, they can go all the way up to, realistically speaking, where 14th, where Crystal Palace is sitting. And you see, that's the thing, you know, even though they're in like a relegation zone, they can't afford to have their heads down.
No.
And because of that, Burnley have their last two fixtures was, I think, a draw and a win. There was a win, a loss. It's a win, a loss, a draw, and a win. And they've been fighting.
They
beat Southampton.
They did.
They beat Everton, Norwich, drew to West Ham, and beat Southampton.
Wow. And they lost Sean Dyche recently.
Yeah.
So the players are fighting amongst themselves. There's a team spirit there.
And you know, it's quite crazy, because now we look at United, who are fighting for top four, and their heads are down. You know, like if I was somebody in that team, you know, my mentality should have been, look, there's a new coach coming in. Currently, there's plans to wipe out half the team. I either don't want to be that one of that half, or I want to make sure I land in a great team. Because with their performance lately, the people who are getting cut, unless it's a Rashford who already they're in talks to sign a new contract, you're not ending up in a Barcelona or Real Madrid.
No.
You know? At best, like a Jesse Lingard would end up in a West Ham. At best, a McTominay could end up in a West Ham. You know, in a Leeds.
Leeds.
In a
West Ham might be European champion soon.
You know? At best, you know, if you're lucky, you could go to Italy and play for an Inter Milan or an AC Milan.
That's very lucky.
But if you're wanting like a proper team move, you know, it's not going to happen.
A league winning team.
It's not going to happen currently with your form. Because now what people are going to associate with this team is that it's one of the worst United squads ever.
And you were there.
And you were there. Now, why should I sign you?
You could have changed it.
You know? And that's the issue here.
Yeah. There's actually no excuse to play bad. There's no reason. There's no valid reason that they can have.
So, like, Man United currently are just in this pickle. And they need to, going into these last few games of theirs, they literally need to come in and be like, flip, I need to sort myself out. I need to wake up.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, now we're speaking about this because Man United have signed a new coach by the name of Eric Ten Hag.
Confirmed.
Here we go. Yeah. You know, it's not official until Mob Man
Fabrizio
say so.
Yeah. That's the bottom line.
Because Fabrizio said so. But anyway, so Eric Ten Hag, current job is at Ajax. He's a manager. And his age is 52. He's won two consecutive Dutch championships. So Eredivisie. Two consecutive Dutch cups.
Not easy.
One consecutive. One Dutch Super Cup.
Yeah.
And now, and he's been great for Ajax. You know, looking at their stats, this is their 2021 and 2022 stats. They've played 30 matches, have 24 wins, 3 draws, 3 lost, have accumulated 75 points.
Wow. Wow.
That's freaking amazing.
It's impressive right there.
That's very impressive.
That is impressive. And that league is not easy.
No, it's not.
Nope.
In fact, prior to him coming in, Ajax hadn't won for like, I think, 2 or 3 seasons.
Yeah, Feyenoord and PSV were having their way.
Yep.
It was nice. Life was good for Feyenoord.
It was very, very good. Now, going back into him, right? I'm trying to see if I can see his all-time stats. I don't know how to filter by that. Anyway, so his UEFA Champions League, he had eight matches, 6 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss. That one loss being the loss that kicked them out.
What?
Yep, against Benfica.
Was it in the knockout stages?
Yep. Right. But it's very interesting to see, you know, how him as a manager, how good he is.
He's a winner.
He's a winner. He's a serial winner. And this is what United need. But furthermore, I'm just trying to get into his stats. But furthermore, right, what makes it so good is the fact that he's being backed. He is being backed. Now, I'm looking at his all-time record, right? This might be interesting. I actually want to see this.
Erik ten Hag's all-time record.
So he's played 433 matches in his career, right? Huh. He's won 280. He's drawn 70 and lost 83.
Wow.
Accumulating 910 points in his entire career as a manager.
Wow, he's a winner.
That's what we need.
Wow, he's a winner.
What United
won more games than he's lost and drawn combined.
Yep. He has more than a 50% win rate as a manager.
Yeah.
So his playing style, he's known for playing a attacking minded style. You know, normally positioned in the 4-3-3 or what in Britain will normally be considered as a 4-2-3-1.
Yeah.
Right? But it's a 4-3-3 because some of his players play higher up in the field.
4-3-3.
Yep.
Okay. Don't think I've ever seen that in United.
We kind of used to play that when we had Wayne Rooney, Cristiano Ronaldo, and
back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. You know.
Whoa. Bring it back, Ten Hag. Let's go. Back.
Yeah. So it's quite interesting. It's going to be quite interesting to see now how he fits that in United. Now, obviously, United. And that's what I was talking about, the backing, you know, from what it sounds like, you know, because in one interview he said that if they don't follow his project, he wouldn't take the job. He states what he wants. And if they don't want that, he wouldn't take the job, you know. So that shows me that there's going to be backing. And they need to back him. And because they need to get rid of players, you know, starting with. So these players are players whose contracts are ending at the end of this season, you know.
Yeah.
So we have Paul Pogba by June 30th, his contract is ending. Jesse Lingard, contract is ending. Edison Cavani, contract is ending. Juan Mata, contract is ending. And then Lee Grant, his contract as well will be ending. And now, out of this list, Paul Pogba needs to go. Look, he's a fantastic player.
He needs to go.
He just needs to go. He's had his time at United. He's haven't had the impact he needed. He's going for the age of 30. Mm-hmm. We're wanting to build for the long run. His attitude in the past few weeks has not been the greatest. You know, and you want a clean slate. Jesse Lingard, as much as I like him, he needs to go. Same problem. He's 29 going to 30. You know, he's about to hit his peak. We're wanting to rebuild. Mm-hmm. And he's just not a United level player yet. You know, he needs to go to West Ham. He needs to go to a place where they can use him to the fullest of his ability.
Leicester, West Ham.
You know, Edison Cavani needs to leave. He's just too old.
I didn't even know you guys had him still.
Yeah, he's just been injured. Juan Mata needs to go. He's too old.
Yeah.
We need him to build a proper squad. And then on top of that, you know, our defensive situation. We need to bring in new players.
New defenders.
Harry Maguire needs to go. Reason being, right? His average salary is at 8 million a year. Well, I think it's 8 million for his whole contract. And his contract is expiring in 2026.
Well, okay. He might not leave.
Maybe, look, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they've just been using him wrong.
I think cost-wise as well.
You know, maybe, and I guess the other issue now is who's going to buy him. Who's going to buy him? Because they're definitely not going to sell him for probably less than, because they bought him for about, 50 million, 60 million?
Wasn't it 80?
About around that.
80.
So they're not going to sell him for less than 50.
No way.
No one is going to buy him.
Salary.
But a lot of players here need to go.
Yeah. This is something that I've also been saying. Man United also needs a reset.
Yeah.
The great reset. You know, playing style-wise, you know, change, switch it up, adapt. You know, a team needs to adapt.
Yep.
And that's what United needs. As much as we love the players and everyone, but it needs to happen.
Yep.
And I like Ten Hag, because most managers, when they get there, they shrink. You know, they don't wanna, they conform to whatever's been happening there.
Yep.
So we need a guy who's gonna say, "Staff, I'm the boss. I'm the man. You listen to me."
You know, and that's the thing. That's the nice thing about like a Pep.
Yeah.
You know, Pep Guardiola. They know his role in the club, and you rarely see him. We don't know what's happening in the background, but you rarely see them stepping on his toes.
No,
he wants a player, they sign that player. He wants to sell a player, they sell the player. A player does nonsense, he gets sold. You look at what's his player's name, and what's his team? Liverpool.
Yeah,
Klopp. Klopp is the main figure. You look at West Ham.
David Moyes.
West Ham is a perfect example of this.
Oh, my word.
Everybody plays around David Moyes.
He's the man.
He's the main man.
Manager.
And he's transformed that team from being an average, lower to mid-table side to becoming potential European champions. You know, and I still stick to it. If they win, if they go to the finals, I'm buying a West Ham t-shirt.
Yeah. Passes out.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm telling you, Xavi got scared.
Just put it.
Because now they would have to find out if they can do it on a cold night in London. You know, Xavi was scared. He didn't want to be taken out by the real champions. And like, I'm really happy that United is, by what it seems like, is like they're backing him.
Yeah, that is cool.
And now it's gonna be very interesting to see what he brings in. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we're going to have to give him some time. I don't expect him next year
to win the league.
Top four will be great. Likeliness for it, not really. Because, you know, the issue we have, and I think one of the pundits said it, is like, one of the big issues with United is that because of how they... And look, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to value players, right? But because of how they've put their... players above their coaches and stuff is that they've had how many coaches in the past few years? They have had
since Ferguson,
it's Moyes, Van Gaal, Mourinho, Oli, and then now Ragnik. Did Ragnik make any signings?
No.
So we'll take out Ragnik, right? So you have four different coaches with four playing styles, right? And now if you look, there were signings made under Van Gaal, including Ferguson, right? There are signings made under Ferguson. The signings made under Van Gaal, signings made under
Moyes,
signings made under Ole, and now they're all playing together under Ragnik. All of these players were bought because they wanted to fit in a different playing style. You know? The way they played was different.
Mm-hmm.
And now the issue you have now is that Ragnik, you can see it now, Ragnik is trying to play some fluid attacking football. But every time we play attacking football, we lack defensively. Because Ole wasn't an attacking player.
He strengthened the defense.
But he didn't strengthen the defense in a way whereby we got stronger, better defenders. We just played lower down in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And we played on the counter.
Yeah.
Because that is supposedly the United way. And now what needs to happen is that we need to clear out players, you know, and then we need to now bring players that's going to work in this project, because we have 3 years with this coach, potentially a fourth year. And now what happens is in the fourth year, if he doesn't extend his contract, you get him and a Ragnik to now pick the next coach. somebody who fits in the style or who can at least use the style of play. You're not going to now go from somebody who's so attacking to somebody who's defensive.
Conte.
You know, you can't go from a what you call it?
A ten hang
to a Conte.
Yeah.
You're going to mess up your team. And now I'm now hoping that they bring in the right type of players. Because now that's the important bit. Who do you bring in?
Who
do you bring in?
I'm so excited for this window.
Yeah. And so the positions we know they need to strengthen is the wing back, because obviously Luke Shaw is constantly injured. Tyers is good, but he's just, again, he's not there yet, you know? And on the other side, it's Wembasaki is good in defending, but he can't really attack properly. Dalot is good in attacking, but often he's left open in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Center defending, we know there's a problem, you know? So bringing in somebody like Rudiger would be very good for United.
Ooh.
He can carry the ball. He's very good defensively. And he's a champion. He's won Champions League. He knows what it feels like to win trophies. And he wants to win trophies.
Someone like him or him?
No, someone like him. Because you also have Paul Torres.
Oh, yes. The
Villarreal. And he's been fantastic this season as well.
He's proper.
I think him next to a Varane would be very good. Or maybe even a Maguire, if Maguire pulls up his socks.
He might.
And what makes it nice is that he's 25 years old.
Still has a lot to learn.
3 years from now, what is 26, 27, 28? You still have a fairly young player on your side. Mm. You can have him for a good 7-8 years.
Yeah.
6 years, maybe. I think 7 is me overdoing it.
Mm.
You know, as well as another good signing, another good person to look into for their wing is going to be Nkunku, who's had a fantastic season.
Yeah.
You know?
Now he's a beast.
He's a beast. Yeah. And obviously, we're gonna keep Ronaldo probably, but looking at someone like Juan Nunes, because next season should be like how they play Zlatan, where they don't start Zlatan or they take him off, and then they put in this new striker, and now the striker looks like they're learning from Zlatan, they're seeing how to play.
No, he has to learn.
You know, and that would be very good for a player like Juan Nunes, who's very young, so you can have him for a good amount of time,
mm-hmm.
and eventually when you sell him, you could be potentially selling another Haaland or Mbappe level player, where you're selling them for about 200-300 million,
yeah.
You know, making proper money to the club.
And he's Portuguese.
Need
to have Portuguese.
You know, Bruno, Ronaldo, and Jun, that'd be very good. And obviously, we can't get Rice this season, so Rice has decided not to extend with West Ham.
Whoa!
But West Ham is like, they're not gonna sell him still, he's gonna be there next season. So, another alternative, especially if Leeds goes down, will be Calvin Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
He's been fantastic, 26 years old, a very good alternative to Declan Rice.
Hmm. Okay.
But this is what United need. They need to strengthen up the squad.
As a whole.
And you know, something Ragnick said is that you look at City, you look at Liverpool, you know, they're playing UEFA Champions League, FA Cup, and they're playing League, and they have the squad for it. United doesn't have the squad for that. Mm. United can't play all of these things and have fully and healthy players for the next game.
Yeah.
And they need to start building the squad. Now, I don't expect them to build. I'm kind of hoping they don't make it into UEFA. I don't know if that's selfish of me. Because, you know, if they go into Europa, I don't want them in the Conference League. I'd rather them not play anything than them being in the Conference League. Because like, that's that for me. I genuinely at this time feel like it's a waste of their time. And it's going to be a waste of squad resources. But anyway,
yeah.
If they make it into Europa, that's a bit better because we just won two or three. We won the first set of league game. We won the first set of group stage games. Second stage, we can play the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Give them experience. And when we get into the serious part of the competition...
Champions League is insane.
Champions League is insane. Yeah. From the get-go, you could be in a group with...
PSG,
Barcelona, and Leipzig. And now you have to freaking play everything every week.
Fans are waiting.
Or, you know, in Europa, if they end up in Europa, I wouldn't mind. Because they could be in the group with, at worst, Rangers, Flippen,
Bruges or something.
Club Bruges and Salzburg, you know. Or, you know, not even Salzburg. What's this team called? Thinking of a weird team. Malta.
Or Genk.
Or Genk, you know. And And that's the thing. So it's more something more manageable.
Yeah.
And you can give your team experience, and then the next transfer window, what you do, you start strengthening up your squad.
Now you're going all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is enough ranting from me. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I know I did.
I did too.
But we are signing out.
Peace.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. FM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Elohim to never struggle to stay unashamed. I bring the wave to put the city in flames. Break all the shackles and chains. All of my days, I never go to a place. Fight and go in Jesus' name. Come outside, we ain't scared. We serve a God who raised the dead. What can man do to me? I'm Daniel in the lion's den. I used to run and hide. Now I got angels by my side. Ooh, the truest in the fire. Who's the fuck man in the fire? Oh yeah, we face the hurdles, but we bend it like Beckham. They try to press the ammo, we keep it straight like Peckham. They try to take my dinner, frankly I ain't no Lampard. My God did not desert us, demons to getting shattered.
Cause name gets glorified, of course I tithe. He saved my life, I bang for Christ. I used to run and hide,
run and hide, run and hide.
Now I told them boy they come outside, cause I bang for Jesus Christ. Gets glorified, of course I tithe. He saved my life. I beg for Christ. I used to run and hide,
run and hide, run and hide.
Now I told them, boy, they come outside. I beg for Jesus Christ.